Press unavailable. Stop.
Hey everybody, and wherever I plan to upload this, I'm just gonna go quickly and see how well I can do in the 3D velocity training mode. It's rather extensive, and I've just figured out that deleting application data may fix a couple of errors. So.
Desktop list total recorder 18 of 30. Quick monitor not the cube 16. 3D velocity 17 of 30.
I'm gonna open it up and.
You have the Skype conversation.
The intro.
3D velocity registered by Joshua Tubbs.
Main menu. Load a save mode selection.
Racing death training mode.
Main menu. Test speed mode. Load a save. Start a new game.
Welcome, Cadet, to your 3D velocity training. I'm assuming you're a fresh pilot, so we're going to start you out from the beginning. Now then, first things first. Remember that you can do everything we talk about using either your keyboard or your joystick. Since you don't have a joystick plugged in, I'll guide you using the keyboard. We'll go over maneuvering motions like throttling, banking, rolling, and doing a split S. I do, however, advise you to get yourself a joystick. It'll give you an advantage over your good-for-nothing foes when you fight them online, and will also make your life a hell of a lot easier when you do the story mode. When you first start a session, you'll be slowly crawling down the runway. If you want to gain more speed, hold down the throttle up button, which is the up arrow by default. Now, we gotta talk about your actual speed. All your throttle does is supply more fuel to your engine. That's why, when you throttle up, you hear your engine increase power. It'll take time for your aircraft to gain speed, though, so don't depend on the pitch of your engine to gauge how fast you're going. We'll practice this once we're in the air. If you open your throttle to full forward, your afterburners automatically come on. They increase the forward motion of your aircraft and allow you to go a lot faster than Mach 1. What I want you to do now is throttle up until you hear those afterburners come on. Remember, throttle up to full forward. Okay, your afterburners are off. You want to be careful how long you remain on afterburners, because they'll eat up your fuel like a wolf eating sheep. One more thing before we get flying. Every pilot needs to have access to their instrument panel, and you've got the HUD mode for you to do this. HUD stands for Heads Up Display. To access it, press Tab on your keyboard. You'll hear Status. Once you're in HUD mode, let's find out what your speed is. To do this, press S. Try it now. Remember, HUD mode by pressing Tab, then S for speed.
Status. Airspeed 173.8 knots. Engine speed 23,000 RPM.
You want to be around 170 knots before launching. Typically, if you throttle up to midway, you'll be at a good launching speed. Your speedometer gave you engine speed and airspeed. Engine speed is how fast your engine is spinning. This goes up as you throttle up. Your airspeed is the actual speed your aircraft is going in a horizontal direction. You've also got vertical thrust, but for now, it's 0 feet a minute because we're not going up yet. Right. Now, we got to get you in the air. Start by throttling up. Once your throttle is midway, wait for your aircraft to accelerate. Remember, you're looking for a speed around 170 knots. Then, tap the page down key. Once you're in the air, press home to level your aircraft.
Status. Status, airspeed, 173.8 knots. Engine speed, 24,500 RPM.
Nice job, cadet. Now, press home.
Leveling. Level out.
Since you're below 10,000 feet, the low altitude alarm will sound during an actual flight. Also, if you're above 50,000 feet, which we call the dead air zone, the alarm will sound again. I'm going to turn on your alarms now before we continue. Okay, obviously the next step is to get above 10,000 feet. You can't fire missiles below 10,000 feet, and it's also not good to fly so low. Since you're above 1,000 feet, you can bring in your landing gear. You can't do this until you climbed above 1,000 feet in case you messed something up and gotta land real quick. Press the landing gear button, G by default, to retract your gear. Alright, now pitch upwards. Tap page down 5 or 6 times to get a decent upward pitch. You can always go into HUD mode and press N to get your angle of attack. I recommend an angle of 30 degrees. This will keep you well below the critical angle. The critical angle is the angle of attack which will make you stall no matter what your speed is. Don't worry though, you'll get the stall warning before you start falling, so you'll have time to recover.
2,004 feet.
Now, level your aircraft by pressing home.
Third status. 90.
Orion, we're too loose.
22,983 feet.
You heard me mention the hard deck. In GDV, we consider the hard deck to be below 10,000 feet. The hard deck is imposed to make sure that there's no fighting at a dangerously low altitude. For example, you can't fire any of your weapons while below the hard deck. We also recommend you stay above the hard deck at all times in case you stall or spin. You'll have a better chance of recovery if your altitude's high enough. Next, I want you to hold down the down arrow until you hear the engine stop decreasing in pitch. What happened? We're still flying! Don't worry, you're not crazy. Remember how I said your speed isn't directly related to your throttle? Here's a good example. Here, your throttle's closed, but your aircraft is still slowing down. So, remember, your engine can shut off, but you can still fly for a while. Okay, let's throttle up again. Put your throttle all the way up until the afterburners kick in. We'll wait for your aircraft to accelerate.
Sector A2.
Now, check your speed. Go into HUD mode and press S. Make a note of the airspeed value you're given. This is your maximum airspeed. It'll vary based on your altitude.